Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealership. Shop all 3 locations at ShorkeyKia.com. Fan Hotline is brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. That's where we go now. And 93.7 The Fan, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette of The Athletic. Ed, thanks for taking time on Sunday morning. I appreciate it. How about for you? Any surprises among the cuts?
Oh, very small ones. Jeff, you know, they kept the center, forget his name, JC, over Derwin Gray. No big deal there. They kept, I think a lot of people thought they were going to keep the French cornerback, Pierre. And, you know, Riley, I think everybody had him making a team. We now have a Ray Ray to go with a Juju as wide receiver. Switzer, I guess, was the big one. And, you know, I know a lot of people been down on him. I thought he was going to make the team, but I had them going with 6 wide receivers, and they only went with 5.
What about the riddle that is Daniel McCullers? It seemed like because that he was back that he might get a chance. Do you think the coaches were as perplexed as maybe the fans and we are about his career as a Steeler?
Yeah, you know, you saw the movie Blindside, and at first he was a defensive lineman and he wasn't very aggressive, and then he moved into offense, and that's where he came to life. Well, maybe they should have tried McCullers on offense because he just wasn't aggressive enough, Jeff. I mean, that's why they kept giving him a chance. They kept thinking that would come out in him because he's so big and powerful. We've seen a couple plays from him, and you go, boy, that guy can get it done, but he just didn't get it done often enough. And, you know, they gave him a little more money this year, and they're tight against the cap. So, they did draft that Carlos Davis, even though he was a 7th-round pick. You know, that made all their rookies except the strong safety made the team, and then they had Pierre, another rookie undrafted, make the team. So they did pretty good with their rookies in a year you didn't think they might not, because of the lack of spring ball and preseason games.
And along those lines, what do you think this process has done to the future of preseason games?
I think I would bet the players are – I think you're going to see 18 games. We're seeing 17 now. I think you're going to see 18, and I think you'll see 2 preseason games. And those games will be played mostly by the youngsters, you know, guys trying to make the team. That's basically what it's become anyway with the 4 preseason games. We don't see many vets play very long. So, you know,
like
I never
scrimmages.
Thought – what's that?
Kind of like JV scrimmages that they're going to be.
Yeah. You know, colleges don't have preseason games. Of course, they have the cupcakes to start out with anymore. I go back to my Pitt days when they opened against Notre Dame. You know, it was a little different back then. But they can do it. You know, I know the coaches always moan and groan. Coaches moan and groan about anything that's cut back, you know. They want everything. If it was up to them, they'd practice year-round. But I think they can do it, and I think they will go to 18 games. Hey, My first beat at the Post Gazette was the 18 game season of the 3-15 Pittsburgh Maulers, Jeff.
That must have been one long year. Although, you know what? At least the Maulers were interesting.
They were interesting. They were interesting. And Ron Cook and I helped make them interesting because we were the two beat guys.
93.7 The Fan, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette of The Athletic joining us here on a Sports Sunday on 93.7 The Fan. Where is an area that you look at that is a an area of depth concern for this team?
Inside linebacker. I don't think that's a secret. You know, they have very little behind their two starters. And Ulysses has come along a little bit. I almost said Grant. he's come along a little bit, but it would not surprise me. In fact, when I did my final 53, I had Ulysses making it, and my fourth linebacker was TBD, to be determined. Wouldn't surprise me they pick somebody up here, Jeff, one way or the other.
Is this team good enough as constructed now to get back to the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all Ben. You know, if he's healthy, they're a contender. If he's out, well, they were a contender last year for the playoff right to the end, and Mason Rudolph has a year experience, so I still wouldn't write them off as a playoff team. I don't think they could win a Super Bowl, but, I very much think so. I mean, that defense, they lost Hargrave, but they got Tuitt back. You know, he missed all but the first six games, and he was off to a great start. So I think that defense is going to be as good as it was last year, and the offense is going to be much better, I think. You count Ben, and then you add in the experience gained by the running backs and the wide receivers who are young.
What's the impact of DeCastro's injury? Of course, we don't know. He might be able to play. This could just be resting an injury. We don't know the severity of it. But if he can't go, what's the impact of not having a DeCastro, especially with a new guy, although a veteran guy is in Wisniewski, and a guy changing positions on the other side of Marquise Pouncey and Matt Filer?
Yeah, it's not good. I don't mean the injury. I mean, if he were not able to play, I think he will be, but who knows? I mean, Jeff, we saw Damani Dawson. You know, at first it was, you know, just a hamstring, and that ended up just his retirement, you know. I would hate to see that happen to David DeCastro. He's a not only a good player, he's a pretty good guy, and they need him. But we've seen them win Super Bowls with a lot less in their offensive line than they have now. And I think with Filer and Wisniewski, the guard play could still be decent. You know, they would have an effect, because then now you're digging into your depth and you get another injury, you know, you're in more problems.
He was known for his innovations, especially with Pitt, also in his time at Maryland. What impact do you think we'll see from Matt Canada? And is Randy Fichtner the type of coach that is willing to accept these new ideas?
It sounds as if they are. And Randy Fichtner, yes, is definitely willing. And it sounds like Ben is willing. Now, Ben, you know, because Canada is the quarterback's coach and has been an offensive coordinator, we all think, well, passing game influence. But when we had Ben on a conference call the last time, a Zoom call, whatever it is, he talked about how he's having an effect on the running game, and we're going to see different kinds of things in a running game because of Canada. So, you know, it'll be it's too bad there weren't some preseason games, but so we could, you know, maybe see some of that, but then they don't show a lot of that anyway in a preseason game, so we'll have to wait till September 14th.
Yeah, you're right, because if you watch the Pitt offense under him, I mean, it's Quadri Henderson and the fullback and guys like that that really had a chance to shine under Matt Canada's offense. Ed, how big do you think the gap is between the Steelers and Ravens?
Oh, I don't think it's that big. I really don't. Now, they've taken a few hits on their defense, and I think that, you know, it all comes down to, you know, we saw what Tennessee kind of did against them in the playoffs, and I think that, you know, the offseason, and these coaches had a lot of time this offseason. They watched a lot of film, and I can guarantee you not only the Steelers, but everybody else watched Lamar Jackson and that Baltimore offense on film in our devising ways. And the one thing, the simple thing I saw, I forget who said it, they said, make them throw, you know. Stop them from running, make them throw.
And are you of the belief that sooner or later it's going to click for the Browns, and would this be the year?
I'm glad I haven't been in that boat that kept saying that this is the year for the Browns, so I'm going to hold off saying that this is the year for the Browns. I don't know. I don't know what to make of Baker Mayfield yet. You know, it just seems like that culture there is going to take a while to turn. You thought it did 2 years ago, and then last year occurred when everybody had them as the Super Bowl champs, and you know, they dirtied the bed. So, no, I don't think this is the year for them. I think it's between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And you're asking about on Baltimore, Jeff, look at that home game last year. You know, they should have won that game. If Juju doesn't fumble, they'd probably win it.
That's true. That's true. And without Ben,
what I meant. Right.
Yeah. You know, I thought of one of the first teams I remember as a rival team was the 83 Phillies. And it had, like, Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Schmidt, Tony Perez. I had to look it up. Gary Matthews, Gary Maddox, and all these old guys that came from other places. And I was thinking of Tampa Bay and thinking of them bringing in all these players. Do you think Tampa Bay, with these additions, do you think Tampa is a Super Bowl team? Or is it hard to bring these new pieces together and make it work?
Well, not the pieces they have. I mean, let's just go the three big ones: Fournette, the tight end, and Brady. My reservation is Brady, because wall's going to go up. It'll go up a lot faster than Trump's is going to go up. I can tell you that. And it's when it does, Brady's going to hit it hard, I think. And I don't think he was the same guy last year. I don't know if you can just take him, put him in there, and say, okay, they're now Super Bowl champs. I don't know. And then Fournette, why did Jacksonville cut him? There's got to be reasons. They got a lot of cap space down there. I don't know. I find it. I'm not on that bandwagon either. I put them with the Browns.
Hall of Famer, 93.7 The Fan, Steelers insider Ed Bouchette of the Post Gazette. Ed, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. Thanks.
All right. We come back. We're going to talk a little about the Tour Championship before Arthur Motes and Chris Peake join us next hour here on 93.7 The Fan.